Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to give a shout out to our guy, Rob Maloney. It's his birthday today. He's 69.
Yeah, whoa, Rob! Yeah. Happy birthday!
Let's go.
Men's wieners.
Yeah. It's the Rob Maloney birthday shout out.
Do you have the Rob Maloney song?
Oh, yeah. I'll get the Maloney song.
Got to get the Maloney song for his birthday today. So happy birthday, Rob.
Happy birthday.
Oh, Rob Maloney. Maloney. He's bald. At the bar with the silver medal. Yeah. He always comes up short. And the sand trap's got fried mushrooms. His favorite emoji is flex. Rob Maloney. Comes up short, and the sand trap's got fried mushrooms.
They're really good.
His favorite emoji is flex. Rob Maloney.
That's right.
Yep. So happy birthday, Robbie.
He's a hoe.
He didn't hear that because he listens on the stream, and for whatever reason, we haven't figured out how to hook up my computer to a camera yet. Oh. So could you play that again? Rob Maloney.
The song?
No, the drop that I just had there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rob Maloney.
Rob Maloney.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's a hoe.
There you go.
He's a hoe.
Hey, I hope he has a better birthday than... Remember the show Home Improvement, by the way?
Yes. Yeah.
Zachary Ty Bryan was one did you see this story? His fiance allegedly attempting to run him over with her truck.
Whoa!
So, Rob, I hope you have a better day than Zachary Ty Bryan did.
He's horrible.
You love it. Time to ask, do you believe in what Andy Reid believes?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Andy Reid is very comfortable with this team moving forward. Sounds like he had some fire in his Zoom meeting yesterday. Obviously, we had to tickle your tonsils yesterday from Andy Reid when he said that. He says this comes from Matt Derrick on Twitter. Andy Reid says he's confident the Chiefs will win their next five games and make the playoffs. Quote, we're going to tickle your tonsils on every play. Obviously, we've done our job and looked up what that means. It means they're going to shove it down your throat. Well, the time is, it has been now.
Yeah.
But now the time is really now. So do you believe in the message that Andy is giving?
I'd like to believe in the message that Andy's given, but I have a hard time believing in that message that Andy's given. It reminds me of, and you guys probably don't remember this, but back in, what is it, year 2000, Jim Fossil was the coach of the Giants. And it was about this point of the season, I think they were like 5-7. And he says, I'm putting all my chips in. I guarantee it, this team is going to the playoffs. Well, they ended up going to the Super Bowl that year and lost 35-7. And I cried in my bathtub in Seguin, Texas. But they lost the game, but they went all all the way to the Super Bowl. It was that team led by, what, Kerry Collins, and I think Tiki Barber was probably on that team for a hot minute, and some of those other guys. Was that team as good as this team is right now for the Chiefs? The answer is no, but the difference is the Chiefs just can't get out of their own way at this point in time. And that's the thing that's the biggest holdup to me and concern for me is that they can't get out of their own way. It's the penalties and it's the untimely turnovers, and it's basically everything they did in Jacksonville compounded in every other game since then. And so until they can show me, and we're running out of time, that they can get out of their own way, I have a hard time believing that they're going to go win five. But Andy Reid seemingly is guaranteeing that this team is going to win five straight games and get into the playoffs. So I'll take the man at his word for it and say, let's go, man. Let's go do this. But it all starts internally. It's not about the other teams anymore. It's about you and looking in the mirror and understanding that we're not doing things the correct way. We need to change. It's not about the refs. It's not about the opponent. It's not about this. It's not about that. It's about the stuff that you guys are doing internally and on that field on Sundays that's making it difficult for them to get back to the postseason.
Yeah, the penalties are crazy. Obviously, against Dallas, they had 10 for 119.
It's every game they've got double digits, Dusty.
And they're not getting off the field.
Yeah, on defense.
I mean, Dallas punted once. I mean, you have to get off the field in third and long, and that's been the problem.
And they don't create turnovers either.
No.
Nope.
I mean, they did have an interception against Dak, and they had two opportunities on back-to-back plays to have those turnovers, a fumble that didn't get recovered by the Chiefs, an interception that was dropped, and then Bolton had another interception that game that was dropped. Lack of turnovers, lack of pressure, lack of getting off the field is a disaster, and it makes you wonder to yourself, like, what's been the more concern, the defense or the offense?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question.
It is
both. But I think as you're talking over there, I'm thinking about the missed interceptions, and you've been on this since Jacksonville when they missed that interception, right? Mm-hmm. You know when you miss things by that much, you know what that tells me? And I came to my realization, and I said this yesterday, team's old and slow. Mm-hmm. When you're missing things by that much in games, it's not because you're not in the right position. It's not because you don't know what you're doing. It's because Father Time is knocking at the door. And he may be knocking at the door of Nick Bolton. He's looked slow. He hasn't looked good this year. I haven't been enamored with anything that Nick Bolton has done so far this season. But when you're coming up this short and this close, like look at every pass rush on Thursday against Dallas. They were this close and that short every single time. And that just tells me they just don't have enough team speed right now on defense. They just don't have enough guys that are young enough to fly all over the place. And the guys that they do that have young enough aren't getting to the quarterback.
Yeah, after a while, if you're the same amount of far away, if you're just as close each time,
right,
you're not that close.
Right.
Because you're not improving. If you're actually close, you're going to get better and better. We're week 13, week 14 now.
Yeah.
Talking about penalties still? We're talking about, come on, like, this is, I don't believe until he shows me, and honestly, I don't even know what the message is. We're going to tickle your tonsils? Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't get me going.
No.
I don't know about the team, but it doesn't get me fired up or revved up. So, no, I'm not believing in that right now, and Dusty, I think it's a good question, defense or offense. I would say the concern is on the offense because I can come up with more answers for why the defense is not producing. We're talking about it. Like, the players just aren't maybe as good as we thought they were.
Right.
On the offense, I don't think that's true. Like, you said it. Like, the offensive linemen individually, we know those are good players. Those receivers, like, we trust them. Kelce's looked great. We know what Mahomes is. Like, Andy Reid, like, I don't have the answers for why this offense is struggling the way it is. So the defense, I can look at and say, yeah, we need to draft better. We need to go and trade. Brett Veach has got work to do.
Well, I'll tell you what it is from an offensive standpoint. It's pretty simple. Turnovers and penalties.
Mm.
That's it on the
mistakes,
offense.
Yeah.
Mistakes, self-inflicted mistakes.
In their last four games, they have 30 penalties.
So sad.
It's not good.
That's about eight a game.
That's terrible.
7.5 a game. It's bad. And you're not good enough to overcome them.
And they're bad penalties. They're defensive PI, they're holding, they're illegal shift or illegal formation, those type of penalties. And the thing that's crazy, I always go back to like running boards for Vern on pre and post game for the Royals. And, you know, starting out, you're nervous. The clock ticks fast. You know how to, you know that works, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Now the clock ticks slow. But Vern would always, you know, I'd go out on a break and I'd fire his break too early. And I'd be like, sorry, Vern, I didn't mean to do that. He's like, no, you're fine. Just do better. And it's like, okay. Yeah, I got you. And it's, you know, it's one thing if, you know, going behind the curtain with production, if you fire the break too early or you don't pot his, you know, music down when he's doing Touch 'Em All or whatever it is. It's one thing if you do it once and then you never do it again. But these things are happening again and again and again and again. It's like, okay, what's the problem? Is it lack of discipline? Is it talent? Is it, you know, are they getting baited? Like, what's going on? Because it's holding, it's defensive PI, it's, you know, illegal formation. It's the same thing every single week. And yes, it seems to be number 74 problem a lot, But again, like it's the same type of penalty every game where like you see the flag, you're the referee at that moment. You're like, he moved.
No, anytime there's a flag now thrown, I know it's against the Chiefs. I hate being in that situation where you see a flag and you just know it's against your team. But again, you mentioned the holdings and the illegal contacts on defense. You know why they're doing that? They're slow. They're not good enough. Okay, that's why you commit penalties. I watch it all the time. And I even go back to when I was a kid, and I used to remember doing stuff. Like, you get violent at times when you know you're getting beat on the field. Right. It happens, yeah. Right? And you can see that from this Chiefs team. They go into kid mode, if you will.
That's 100%.
Because I've seen my daughter do it on the soccer field sometimes. Oh, she's pissed. I can tell.
Just
the way that she's kind of going about the business right now. I can see it. I can see she's getting beat. She's upset with that. So she's going to try to do something she shouldn't do. And boom, you get the yellow card or whatever it is in soccer. And that's what's going on with this Chiefs team right now. I just don't think they have the speed and the ability at this point in time to be a team that gets rid of those penalties, because maybe they're just not fast enough, sharp enough, fresh enough, or whatever it is. And we're seeing the fatigue.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fed in as well. This is a tired, tired football team and a team that probably needs some, you know, retinkering in the offseason. But it's got to start with respecting your head coach, too. I mean, every time I see a pre-snap penalty or a stupid penalty, I go, Andy Reid, I know, is preaching this stuff to you guys. Why aren't you listening?
Coming up on the other side, we'll tickle Danon Hughes' tonsils on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What the hell was that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.